I pledge allegiance.
To the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Okay, roll call.
Here.
So I'm here.
Everybody's here except Katie.
Okay. Everybody's here but Katie.
All right, and then public comment. Any public comment?
We have to approve the agenda. So the table, we have to table the minutes.
Okay.
Yes.
Table the minutes for September 30th, 2025 for possible action.
No, you don't need a motion to table minutes.
No, we're not looking for a motion. We're looking to approve the agenda.
It was a slight question, sorry.
I move to approve it as is. You got it in your hand. Just go with me. I move to approve it as is.
Oh, but
motion
no.
To approve.
No.
No, because the date at the top is
wrong.
Oh, was that January 25?
That was when the minutes were.
Where's the radio though?
Wasn't a year ago.
No.
Oh.
Yeah, there's a problem with the minutes. Okay, that, I didn't realize we tabled them, so I just added the last minute. These aren't the right
minutes. This is
January 27th
today.
Yeah, because I've already started my editing
okay,
process.
Okay, so just ignore the last two pages.
Sorry about that. I shouldn't have connected them.
So there's no minutes for tonight. We'll get a minute.
Okay.
I move to approve the agenda as is.
Motion to approve.
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Yep.
Aye. Okay.
Informational items. Receive a report from Metro regarding activity and statistics during the past month and other area crime concerns.
They are not here. No report.
Two, receive a report from BLM.
They're not here.
Law enforcement, but they're not here. Receive a report from the Good Springs Library.
She's not here.
She's not here. Receive a report from the Good Springs Historical Society regarding upcoming events and other items of interest.
I can do that. We're going to have a meeting on the 4th of February at 11 o'clock.
Here.
Here. Good Springs Historical Society.
Good.
Something that's not on there that I can speak about is the Good Springs Cemetery Committee. Where we just had another meeting, our January meeting, at 3 o'clock today here, and we're excited to tell you that we are in February, we are now a year old. So our nonprofit, the Good Springs Cemetery Committee, is doing quite well. We, as of the end of the year, we were 46 cents shy of $10,000. So thanks to whoever helped out, helped us raise money to revise and manage the cemetery. So in our next meeting, we'll be, we are doing the meetings here every other month still, correct, on the last Tuesday?
We are going to vote on that tonight.
Okay. Well, if they are, we're going to do it at the same time at 3 p.m., the same day as the town board meeting or the CAC meeting. So that it's, you know, every other month and we have that. So if anybody's interested in helping to, you know, just roll up your sleeves and help us clean up the cemetery, you can certainly talk to, there's seven of us that are on the cemetery committee. So you know, shake hands and kiss babies and hope for a great year, because we're going to finally be able to do the things that we want to do to clean it up and make it a nice place to be. So.
And we'll get you on the agenda next time. This is at the cemetery.
Thank you.
Yeah.
Right, that's it?
Nope. That's it for me.
Okay.
That's it for me.
Meeting's over.
Five, receive a report from Clark County Administrative Services regarding splash pad projects and any other updates from Clark County.
Okay, I don't have a whole lot to share. I guess I should stand up. Splash pad's moving along. I don't know if anybody's peeked through the gate, through the fence, but they poured concrete. They put in new sidewalks, which I don't think everybody knew that they were going to do, because those old sidewalks were a trip hazard, and so it's all new sidewalk. And they were working on the, there's going to be, you know, a border all the way around. It's just totally coming along, and it will be open before splash pad season. So I don't have an exact date when it's going to be open, but it's going to be open for the season.
Awesome.
Any kind of an estimate? We were hoping to do an opening event, and the cemetery committee would like to help with that.
Okay. We should probably plan it for, I think it's May 1st, when they all start, you know, so because we won't be able to use it until then, because all Clark County splash pads and pools open at the same time.
Oh.
So let me find out. I think it's May 1st.
Trouble with May 1st is that's also historical reunion events.
I think ours is the 5th and 6th.
So depending on, right, I figured she wasn't being literal on the 1st. She was that.
Well, yes, I am being literal on the 1st.
Okay.
If that's the date. I mean,
yeah.
We're not going to make kids wait till Saturday if the 1st is on a Tuesday. You know,
yeah.
I mean, if they thought they want to use supply pack.
And that, I didn't know that, if it was going
to
be a Saturday event or if it was going to be whatever day.
Does that not...
it works?
Wouldn't that coordinate
that would work.
I mean,
it's the 2nd and the 3rd, I believe, so that's right.
Wouldn't
the
that be
time.
Nice, though, to
yeah.
do that as
yeah,
a part
that
of
would
it?
Work.
I mean,
May 1st is a Friday.
Yeah.
Okay.
So.
So I will find out, but... we'll talk about it. We have a couple months to talk about it, but it seems like, you know, we had our grand opening of the trail, and we had that beautiful event with the artists there, and I got a lot of flack for having it the same weekend, a lot of flack and angryness about having it the same weekend as the miners.
Yeah.
The,
right.
Old
timers reunion. And it was lovely.
It was.
And I feel like it really added to the weekend. So I will let you guys make that call, but I think it would be a nice thing, you know.
I was just mentioning that we'd be in here.
Okay.
You know, that you're going to be out there probably, but we'd be in here.
I don't know.
Yeah.
It depends what we decide to do.
It's just,
so.
We all have to just talk about it.
Yeah. I think it's... a blessing to all of us to have so many things that we have to worry about where we're going to have everything. So let's be glad that we have that much going on that we have to coordinate.
Yeah.
So,
sure.
I don't have an exact date, but it's totally coming along. It's very exciting. I don't know if you guys noticed, if you've looked, you know, we just have that big cage, where all the equipment was.
Yeah.
Now it's just like a thing in the ground.
Yeah. That looks great over there.
Cool.
That looks
very
a lot
cool.
better.
So that's super exciting. So, I don't know if you guys have gone through Sandy Valley Road recently, but it's the construction is crazy, but we're just about halfway there, so
good.
That's exciting progress. Yeah.
What about this, the floor or whatever, the ground, is that being redone, and what's the, for
the playground?
Playground.
That's school district.
You don't even have any idea, because they've blocked off everything.
No, they're a completely separate entity. I had this discussion with somebody the other day, and this isn't just bureaucracy saying, no, that's not mine. It's a different entity. It's a different organization.
Different budget.
It's a different organization.
Yeah.
Because somebody said, well, we were talking about the trees on the library district property that are dying, which is unfortunate, those big pine trees.
Yeah.
And one of the guys over here said, well, let's just cut them down. And I said, we don't get to just cut down trees on other people's property. And he said, oh, you guys make so many divisions. And I said, well, you can't just cut down trees on your neighbor's property, so we're not going to do that. So anyway, I'm not trying to be difficult. It's totally their property. We can't do anything.
I didn't know the playground was theirs. I thought it was the community center's playground.
No, it's this site is very interesting. Very complicated. So, yeah. So anyway, but I did, a while ago, we had talked about, someone had mentioned about pickleball, and I measured one day, and there's room to spray, to paint pickleball lines out here on the concrete. So if anybody's interested in that, I can talk to, I'll have to get permission from the school district, but we can come out, county can come out and paint those lines, which would be kind of fun. We could order equipment, maybe have it at the library to check out if there's any interest in that.
That'd be great.
Nobody's looking very excited about it, so.
Well, it takes at least two and maybe four people to play, so, yeah.
That's hard.
I just wonder if it'll go, like, the way of the dodo bird. Like, you know, it's a big thing right now, but.
Well, it's just lines on the ground. I mean.
True.
I don't think it hurt anybody having there, but.
Right.
Okay. You guys are a tough crowd tonight. Okay. I think I'm the rest of the show tonight, so just keep going. I mean, does anybody have questions for me?
I got a quick question. Yeah. So regarding the playground and stuff, just would you go to ask the school district with that, or like who would you even go to for information?
It would be, yeah, it'd be the school district.
Yeah. Okay.
And I think if there are parents that have kids that go there, I think you should ask the school district, you know, why do our kids not have a playground to play on?
Right.
You know, it's, you know, I can ask, but I don't have any, I don't really.
I truly thought it was the community center's playground.
Oh, no, that's been a battle for a long time. Uh-huh. So, but yeah, that's what I would talk to the school
district. Sounds good. Yeah. Thank you.
Okay. All right.
So general business, one, review last year's budget request and receive input for next year's budget request.
So this is the thing we do every year, which you guys know I hate, because I think it leads to problems. But I am required to ask you guys to give input on the budget. There is no actual budget, but you can give input on things you would like to see if there was a budget. So the point of this is, if Parks and Rec had some extra money, or if Public Works or some other department had extra money, and they wanted to do something in Good Springs, they would know what you guys want. They wouldn't just be guessing. Last time, we didn't end up doing it last year because we ended up having meetings canceled. But the things that we asked for before were to replace old, damaged, and weathered street signs, which has not been done. And then also additional covered picnic tables in the park. So neither of those have been done, but they were sent so that, you know, if improvements came along, they would know that that's what was asked for. And what's kind of cool about the splash pad is we hadn't even known to ask for that. That was brought to our attention by our maintenance people. Maintenance came out. It was so outdated and in such bad repair that they put that in, asking for a new splash pad for Good Springs. So it's kind of, we aren't the only ones looking at things that need to be repaired or changed, right? So this is the time. If you have anything that you would like to see in Good Springs, not a fishing pond, which those of you who've been here for a while know, we're not doing a fishing pond.
Public pool.
Yeah.
Nice. You don't live here, dude.
Nice. I really like the roads continue to be fixed and repaired and. Yeah.
The hole on Revere.
I mean.
I hit that every time.
Okay. But those aren't things for this. Those are things you text me, tell me, and then send it in. Or you put it in Fix It and drop a pin and they know exactly where to come. This is bigger improvement for the community. I mean, you guys have a lot of nice things that other people sometimes ask for. You have a splash pad and you're going to have a new one. We have a community center. We got the improvements to the community center.
Yeah.
So I don't know that there's a
which,
lot.
By the way. Well done. You put a lot into
yes.
it.
Thank you.
You
yes,
put a lot
yes,
into
definitely.
It.
Thank you. I had a dream the other night that I came in and it had all been painted white with turquoise trim. And I was like,
okay. Didn't we one year around the block that is the last block of the town, we got that covering that it's not really, what's it called?
The millings on the ground.
Milling, yeah. We put that in the budget.
Yes, and you got it.
Yeah, I know. Well, I need it again.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
They always forget that last block when they like the water.
Well, they
comes...
didn't forget it. You had already had it. So when they came
out
last time.
No, this last rain.
Oh,
where
it's
they,
the
they,
rain washes
oh,
it all
they,
down.
Okay.
There's
they,
so many of our streets that are now like
totally
damaged.
Trash.
Yeah, my husband goes around with his tractor and tries to fix one. So just tell me where it is, and he'll go and fix it with his tractor. While the tractor's here, so I got to know like now because the tractor will go up to Utah by May. So.
Okay, well, that doesn't take care of it, you know.
But our streets are.
We need pavement, not just some more rocks thrown on the ground,
okay.
Because they're falling apart. I mean, in front of mine, I had the huge flood. I had a foot and a half of water in my front yard, and everything was floating away. It was almost coming into my garage.
Well, I will submit for the pavement. I can tell that's going to be years. We need new millings. Could probably be soon.
It took me three years to get new millings. I'm going to start now.
Okay.
And tell me which streets you guys want fixed, because you know that we can do with the tractor, so that will help at least.
Trail system over there.
Oh yeah, definitely
can
the
they
trail.
Come out and
they
that?
Were just talking the other day. I was somewhere and they were talking about working on the trail
because it's pretty bad.
It's pretty bad. There are spots that you will really
I'll
turn
sure
your ankle.
It's still on their agenda, but I think it was when I was here for a meeting about the splash pad the other day. The maintenance supervisor was talking about the trail, the work they're going to be doing on it, but I'll follow up with him.
And does the mailboxes apply? Because those, you can't open them sometimes.
That is U.S.
That's
Postal
US
Service. I'm not touching those.
I'm not touching those. WD-40 would help.
I did ask if we could paint them, and I just need to get a picture and send it to RPM, and they'll paint to look like the building.
Okay.
So that would be something. I mean, it may not be open, but at least it'll look pretty well.
Yeah, why
not? Able to open it.
Yeah.
Did you bring forward the street signs?
And I always put these in again.
Yeah.
And
good.
And I always put, I have a little system.
Thank you for the stop signs. We got stop signs. Thank you.
Yeah. I put in an asterisk so that they know that this has been asked for before. So, you know, and I always, if there's like, a lot of support from the community for something, I'd make a note of that too. So,
well, thanks for the street lights.
Oh, you're welcome.
And
yeah.
V Energy did a hell of a job putting in posts last year all over here.
Mm-hmm. Good.
I think that's why we might not have as many outages because we got new transformers.
That's exactly why. Yeah.
Because
this year we
didn't have like we did many years in the past.
Although I had an outage this weekend, and they couldn't find my address by my phone number or my address or my name because they thought I lived in Good Springs.
Oh.
So yeah.
You might want to contact someone at the county to help you with that.
You know somebody. So, yeah. Oh, believe me, it's on my agenda. I know
that.
So, yeah, it was very frustrating. I thought if this was a serious emergency, this would be a problem. I mean,
it's like what Mary and Carl were saying about being in the washroom.
Yeah.
They can't find... We gotta take care of that too.
I know.
Yeah.
So if David's gonna go around with the tractor.
Yeah, I just need to know where.
Could he assess it while he's going?
Yeah.
Because he's gonna have a better view of it.
I'll go with him.
Know. Okay, that would be helpful, and then I can provide that list to Public Works and say this is where we need some fill and this is where we need stuff.
Yeah, I'll go.
It's
we'll...
always more help more. Efficient for me to tell them where than to say, oh, come drive around and figure it
we'll
out.
We'll tool around and we'll figure it out.
Because they always forget the last block. It's not paved, so they don't ever go there.
The right across the street from you, Steve, the, where that gravel road is, it's not really a road, that's right next to the old community center. Mm-hmm. When the rains came, that dumped a whole bunch of stuff into the middle of the road. Well, of course, you know, NDOT came out and fixed the road, but they sort of just, it's kind of like when you have snow. They sort of just pushed it all up onto the side, and so now you go over that and you're like, you know, so
yes,
Dave's gonna fix
coming off.
Yeah, so Dave's gonna fix that.
Okay, cool. Yeah, I just drove on it tonight. So I forgot to tell you one thing in my report. So if you guys have been around for a while, you know I've been working for like 12 years on getting a official trail.
Oh,
OHV
yeah.
trail to come
God
off
bless
of
you.
The Hall Road. Hold
yeah.
on. Hold on. Off of the Hall Road, along 161 to access into town and then that would be the designated rate, route to go back out of town. We could do signage. We that would help with enforcement. We can have maps, all that stuff. So I have a meeting on Thursday morning with MDOT and the engineers, and I think that's going to move forward. So yeah. So I told him, I'm retiring at the end of the year. This is something I would like to have done before I go. And I think they took pity on me. So I'm meeting with them, with the district director on, no, the assistant director of NDOT on Thursday.
Yay!
Super. Super.
Well done.
Okay, so.
Dave will really be happy then to fix everything around.
Yeah. And so that would help with, it's not going to stop jerks from being jerks. But I think it would help with enforcement because they'll be able to say, no, there's signs, you're not supposed to be here. I think it'll help.
That will help our street.
That's what we're talking about.
The only traffic I get are the noisy ones.
It's terrible.
Yeah.
But I think that'll cut down on, mm-hmm. on it mm-hmm. on it for sure.
And I think once word gets around, they'll be like, hey, don't drive through Good Springs because, you know, people talk to each other. So okay, so new millings, you're going to give me a list, we want to continue asking for street signs, and I will go through, when I did this one before 2 years ago, I'd gone and taken pictures of them. I'll go through and do it again, and then additional covered picnic tables in the park, is that something we still want?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yes.
Anything else?
Are we allowed to grill?
Yeah, there's a grill out there.
I know. Should there be more?
There's three of them up there. There's two at the very top. One by each table.
If we get more tables.
Well, there's three tables. I mean, there's two tables at the top, and they each have a grill with them.
Yeah.
But it'd be nice if
But if she's saying that we're getting more tables, would...
Well, I didn't say you're getting more tables. I'm saying that's on the list. Of the things you asked for.
Right. I'm just saying add on the list a grill next to the table.
Okay. Okay.
Would you like that to be a Traeger or what?
Yeah.
Are the grills used?
What?
Are the grills used pretty well?
I've never seen anyone do it.
I know.
So they do when they do. So I've seen birthday parties and stuff where they grill. It's usually down here because it's covered. So you usually stick to this one.
There were some briquettes in there when I was over there the other day. So
I think there'll be a lot more going on around here when the library is big and beautiful. You know, then we'll have. Do we need anything in and around the museum?
Nothing's going on at the museum.
The museum is private property. It has nothing to do with us.
Yep.
Have you heard anything from the library district about how soon it's going to get done?
That's a different animal.
Yeah, that's.
You got to ask Rachel about that.
Last I looked, they hadn't submitted for permits yet. So there must be some engineering and design stuff going on.
I don't know.
But that was a couple months ago, so I haven't checked recently. So, okay, so I am going to send forward street signs, picnic tables, park with grills, new millings on the areas that need them, and then I will check up on the trail work, and if there is a pothole or something, they don't know about it if they don't know about it. So you need to send it to me, or the Fix It app is really good. And you can tell them exactly where you are, and they will keep you updated on the progress. So I'm happy to
take
send
a picture
it in.
Of your pothole.
Well, I got a bunch of them.
Yeah.
We got a whole bunch of them. After that rain and then fallout, that bus that kept coming right there on that Revere and Main, it's just trashed.
It is.
So we need to, I don't know, maybe call them guys and see if we can
and then that,
get on the list. I mean, even if it's just 6 months or whatever.
That never-ending pothole on Vegas between Main and Spring.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, send them to me. Because I don't drive around and look for them either. So.
Yeah.
What?
I know. I'm sorry. What? It's not my job. And you don't hear me say that very often, but driving around looking for potholes.
Well, I've been down your driveway, and let me tell you.
Yeah, we had a drop-off.
You're
going to
need some potholes fixed, too.
Yeah, well. They don't
first, they have to find you.
No, just so you know, we had a drop off like this from the last rain, so much so that we had to put a one of the traffic cones in it, and only half of the cones stuck up above.
Oh.
So, and that was at the turnoff to my street. So I don't get special privileges. So. Okay.
All right.
All right, anything else? So I need a motion on that for me to send those in.
Motion to approve.
Second.
Third. Oh, all in favor?
You
aye,
guys.
Aye, aye.
Okay.
Yay.
So,
and then
okay.
Two, review and approve 2026 meeting calendar.
So, last year we did quarterly. Did we? No, we did every other month. Sorry. Mm-hmm. Sorry.
Every town does it different. Every other month. That's what we want.
So I put it back on here for every other month. We can change it to quarterly. We can change it to every month. You tell me. And of course, this always comes up, if there's an item, which we had to have a special call last year, if there's an item that we need to meet on in between, we can have a special call. So
yep.
Just because a meeting's not on here doesn't mean we're going to miss out on anything. Or
yep.
If there was something earth-shattering that I needed to share with you, we'd have a special call so that we could talk about it. So
I move to approve it as is.
Yep.
Oh, yeah.
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Okay. One thing just I want to point out,
hear that.
By doing the every other month, we end up not having meeting after September.
Yeah, that's what it says
here.
Because
that's
yeah.
How it works. I know.
Yeah, this works
I'm
out.
I'm just pointing that out. So this year, this past year, we had to have a special call, so we did end up having a meeting. But again, if something were to come up,
okay.
We can put it in there. Okay,
yeah.
just
I miss
make
the motion.
Sure. Maybe Monica?
Yeah.
Monica.
Three, receive the Good Springs CAC bylaws.
So, these are the same bylaws that you see all the time. We do need to update them, and now we can update them with the meeting time. And oh, that's the other thing. The meeting time and date.
Yeah.
Are we still happy with 5:30?
Yeah.
Yep.
Extra.
Oh, okay.
As it
should we want one for Katie?
Should
I give one to Katie?
Katie has resigned.
Yep.
When do we fill the position?
She's just barely resigned, so we have to go through a whole posting process. It's a whole thing. So it takes months. So we're gonna have to evaluate whether we're even gonna fill it because a new session starts in January.
Yeah.
So I'll have to talk to Admin Services and see. A couple other commissioners have openings, and they're just not even going to fill them because the person served for like 3 months, and then we're done. So I'm not sure if we're going to fill it or not. We'll see.
Okay.
Megan, could I have one of those bylaws?
Absolutely.
I know I'm not on the board.
No, that's fine. If anybody else wants one, they're thrilling.
Thank you.
They're total boilerplate. All towns have the same ones. So the only thing really we can update is the time and date, which I will update. But you have received them, and if you do have something earth-shattering that you would like to change, let me know. But they're the same that they've been for 5-6 years.
Is it something that we bring to the next meeting, or should we give it to you before that?
Reach out to me if there's something major that you want to change, because I would have to go to my management and see. They've been very particular about keeping them all the same, because years ago... Some towns have put some really interesting stuff in there. You would not even believe. So we try to keep them pretty structured so that people aren't going rogue. So, but I can't imagine you'd find anything too crazy about it. It's just the standard stuff. Okay.
And
I don't do any promotion on that.
That's for discussion only.
Yeah.
Okay.
That's it.
Comments by the general public.
Woohoo!
Hey, Megan, can we get up?
Hey, yes.
Yep.
There's
a podium
that
used to stand over there.
Yeah.
Oh, yes. Yes. So this is Chief Ken Smith, and I don't know if you guys saw or were made aware that there has been a change in the ambulance service for the area.
Yeah.
And a member of the Firefighters Union had done a public comment at the Board of County Commissioners meeting, and it sounded very alarming, and some people saw it and, you know, freaked out a little bit. And so I talked to Ken about it, and if you don't know about it, it's fine, but I hope if you hear from somebody that has a comment, you'll be armed with the knowledge. So Ken's going to share that.
I'll try and keep it simple. Yep. Ken Smith, Sandy Valley Volunteer Fire Department.
recently, actually first part of December, we used to have a community ambulance that was stationed down a state line. I don't know how many people are aware of that. That unit is no longer stationed there. That's gone. It was actually moved down to Laughlin where they had a bigger need for it. A lot of people have expressed concern as far as communities of Good Spring, Sandy Valley, the local areas, things like this, of the services that are going to be provided to our communities. What I do have to say is this. We are not at risk. Okay? Plain and simple. The short of it is, they have a dedicated truck that they have stationed at the South Point. As a result, what we've seen, because we were very not sure of what's going to happen. The truck that they have stationed down at South Point, and if that one's tied up on a call, we're going to get the next closest truck. But what we've seen has been in the neighborhood of about a 5 to 8 minute better response time from those guys now. Okay, so as far as our communities go, there's been a lot of kind of fear-mongering thrown out there. Mm-hmm. But for us, we're unaffected. And that's really it. So if you start to hear something, if people start complaining about the services, that's not concerning us.
One thing that had been brought up was that when there was an ambulance stationed out here, that it would be the same people all the time. And then now that there's not an ambulance there, it might be different people. But that would have been the same case if that ambulance was on a call, you would still get different people. So it's really not that different. People were pointing that out. It's like the smoking gun. Oh, no. And it's just not really an issue, right? You have not had an issue. Yeah, so.
Now, if you live down a state line or you're having trouble past the state line, it may be an issue for you. But for us, it's not.
But, you know, it's funny. This is a total aside. But where they have the ambulance in Laughlin, it's in an apartment complex. And the neighbors called in a code violation, code enforcement violation, on having the ambulance there because they're doing business out of a residence and they don't want the ambulance in their apartment complex.
What?
You're kidding.
I am not kidding you.
Nothing better to do.
No. I know.
Wow.
Yeah. You don't want it 2 seconds away from your house. But, okay.
So there's still an ambulance down 161, though, right, in Jean?
There's still the paramedic unit, Clark County's paramedic 87. They're still there. You still have your local fire department here. Mm-hmm. Has gotten EMTs on board with them now. So you do have people locally that are able to respond when they're here, when they're
right.
Available.
Sandy
Valley, we've come over the hill to help out. So, I mean, we're going to do everything we can.
Okay, because
sure
they're on
coverages.
Call, right, 87?
They're a career station, so they are there waiting for that call to service.
At 3 a.m.?
Yes.
Okay.
There's their career, their station there.
Okay.
But unlike Sandy Valley, unlike Good Springs, we're a volunteer system. It's when the members are available, when they're here. The only way to really fix that is if you've got a hankering to get woke up at 2 and 3 in the morning, start taking some classes. Volunteer.
Okay, thanks. And I have one other thing that I forgot to share, because all these things have happened since the agenda was posted. We are going to have our pet vaccine clinic April 4th in Sandy Valley.
Wow.
So free vaccines. So we'll be posting flyers and stuff. But yeah,
and where
just
are you going to do that at?
At the fire station, because...
Oh, you are. If
they are so nice to let us do it, but we just got confirmed on the date. So if not, we'll do it that
chief
part.
Up there is a real nightmare.
I know he is. He's so disagreeable. Then okay, that's it.
All right.
Darnell.
Let me go to the podium.
State your name.
Spell your name.
Steve Darnell. STEVEDARNELL.
I noticed.
All right, well, those of you that don't know who I am, I'm the mess in the middle of town with the windmills. Can't miss it. Do you know who I am?
Do you what?
Do you know who I am?
course I know who you are. I can't hear you very well.
I'll speak up. Well, today I a couple things I wanted to go over. One of them, we're going to put a building up out here at my place, and to do this, there's a process that I got to go through with curb and gutter. There's a bunch of stuff. Well, you know how this is. Mm-hmm. And anyway, Billy's got a petition that I need signed. I don't know. You might want to explain this better than I can.
It's just that.
Because it basically...
You want to waive the standard.
Do you want to look at it?
It's general public comment time.
You want to waive the standard so you don't have to do it. Standard
crap. I don't know. Yeah. This is just what they
sent.
He's
just shaking hands and kissing babies right now.
Petitions don't do crap.
They don't.
No, you don't need a petition.
Okay, well, never
mind. Everybody in town's going to get notified of what you want to do. And if they have problems, they come here.
So how do they get notified?
We get a little card that tells us that you want to do
this. A little green card that's not green.
Yeah, that's yellowish.
Okay.
Well, see,
but
it's
I
okay
got
to,
I got
it's okay
here
to say what you're doing so that people are aware when they get that.
Well, it's really
card.
Not because it's nothing official yet, and you guys are not allowed. It's against state law for you to deliberate over anything that's going to come before you. So we absolutely should not talk about it. And I'm not trying to keep anything from anybody, but it's not an official application, so you don't even know specifically what you're asking for yet.
I want to thank Steve because he really helped us out with the Christmas decorations this year and last year and probably this coming year. So thank you so much for that, Steve. He did pretty much everything. All I did was collect stuff and show him what I wanted.
Sorry I took your time today. I'm just going to tuck my tail
help me
and
help
walk
you
out of here.
So thank you for that, Steve.
I want to thank Steve for letting us know what we need to do to get rid of boxes of stray explosive.
Oh, yeah. We definitely have.
Yeah.
He's not the first, and he won't be the last.
No.
Well, let's
not
hope that there's not more.
Every few
Please.
Years. Oh, one more thing.
Yes.
Go ahead.
What can I say?
You can sit down and sit.
This is my buddy Charles Wood.
Hi, Charles.
Woods, and he just bought a property over here.
Which property?
Across from the Yellow House. Behind.
Oh.
Next to you.
You brought Trinity's place.
Trinity's place.
Gotcha.
Yeah.
The whole thing?
The whole thing.
So are all those, like, I don't know, wannabe, well, like things like you have on your property, the
Connex, yeah.
The Connexes, are those
two,
all going away?
Yeah, two big Connexes are going to go away.
Okay.
The gray ones.
Yep.
And then his whole compound in the fence, that's going away.
Okay.
And his disco music at night.
I gave him until June 1st.
Oh, good Lord.
That's when he's I guess he's already started emptying out the Connexes, selling stuff. So he's.
Are you going to build?
I'm going to build.
Yeah. Yay.
Yeah.
What was your last name again?
Woods.
Woods.
Yeah.
Yay.
So I'm just a little bit about me. I work for a fire company doing sprinklers and fire alarms and commercial government state in Vegas. I'm a Army veteran, disabled Army veteran. So my father, the whole family worked in the military. So I've been looking for a small town to go back to because I grew up on the farm in South Carolina. So I sort of have a lot of old values, old traditions, and Vegas is just killing me, and that's why I'm friends with Steve, and I've been looking for a place, and
Your catty corner neighbor, so
yeah, okay.
I'm the gray stucco house that's kind of catty corner to
gotcha.
Your
so
property.
I missed it. Where's your property?
It's
across from the yellow house.
Is it the 2 acres from street to street?
It's 1 acre actually, but yes, it's
yeah.
street to
yeah.
street.
Oh, yeah, so it's not the whole block, because what's his name?
It's a half
Jeff
block.
It's wow. a half a block, yeah. Cool.
But he's a good guy, and I think he'll contribute to help the town in any way he can. So he's kind of a guy like me, old cars and machinery and things like that. So
yeah, I saw that what you were pulling. And it was interesting.
Yeah.
Have you started the permitting process yet?
I went down to the planning department. I've already started. He gave me a big pack of paperwork. So
that's it.
I'm,
that's the one.
So let me give you my card before you leave.
Okay.
And because you will run into some sort of headache with it, I promise.
Yes,
ma'am. Yeah. Yes,
ma'am. So don't bring a petition here to have people.
See what I just, I'm going to hear about this. My ass is grass. And I was sitting here sweating it. Like, should I even get up and say
what?
Anything?
No. No. Why didn't you ask one of us about this?
Why didn't you ask the person you know?
It was Billy's idea.
Billy's
the general contractor.
I got the idea from somebody else.
How about, you know what? Maybe we need to have a little planning having one-on-one class.
Yes, that would be a good idea.
How to apply for things and how the process works.
That would
we
be
need
great.
To put that in the budget?
It didn't need to be in the budget. You got a planner right here. So we will,
next meeting?
Yeah, we could probably do it. I can break it down next meeting. Yeah.
Perfect. Perfect.
All right, next meeting date is...
Are you cutting everybody off just in case?
Not yet.
Good.
Hello.
We still have time.
I do have one question.
Yes.
Because this is my first meeting. How do I go on and do y'all have emails? How do we talk? If something comes up, how do I know? Because I'm not moved out here yet.
We do have a Facebook called Raves and Rants. Good Springs Raves and Rants. It's Raves and Rants.
Okay.
No,
I'm pretty
sure. No, because she wanted it to be positive first. Sorry to say. Anyway, doesn't matter.
Yeah, there's a Facebook
page. Yeah, there's a Facebook page. Get on that for sure. Katie, who resigned today, I guess. Katie's kind of the person who's the admin for that. So, but get on that. That'll kind of keep you in the loop. Aside from just getting everybody's personal.
Tell him and he knows us.
Yeah.
Did you sign in?
I will.
Sign in, and so then you can get the agenda,
okay.
Whenever the agenda comes out.
Okay.
And we don't use it often, but if there was information we needed to share, we could share that with our list.
Okay, thank you.
If you apply to be on the Facebook page, I can also approve, because
okay.
Katie wouldn't know,
right.
You know, so
okay.
I can also
apply. I appreciate
so
that.
We'll put you on there, and you'll get all the tidbits.
Thank you.
So he will be at the cleanup. And I will
good.
Make him come to the cemetery and help us clean up shit.
Good, good.
Boys, come. Take a picture
get.
Of this so you know when our meetings are.
Okay.
Well, it's not final yet, so.
Next meeting.
My group are workers. I'm trying to put a group of workers.
I appreciate
together.
That.
So.
Can
save
we get
effort.
Rid of? Can we get rid of your pile of? Tumbleweeds in front of your house?
Ooh, that's
oh my goodness,
else.
That's
yeah,
it's now
doing?
Taller
you,
than
you
me.
You want to burn those or what are you going to do?
No, it
is
seems that
you?
We're waiting
did
on
I say
feedback
burn?
From
sorry.
Public services for bulk pickup.
I can't do that. I remember
what?
I asked you about public services.
According to, excuse me, everybody might want to hear this because I've asked about it before and I've called Republic Services. If you look on your Republic Services bill or the calendar, we are all supposed to have bulk pickup.
Every month. Twice.
Every month.
Every week. Sorry. Every week.
Every week. Has anybody
no.
ever gotten bulk
they don't.
Pickup?
And
never.
They won't
Republic
do it.
Services.
No.
Never.
They
not
leave
once.
It. They leave it there.
Okay.
So
I've seen people try to put
yes.
stuff out
right.
and it
they
doesn't get
it.
Picked up.
I have done it before as well.
Tarzan's
right.
had lawn
and,
chairs sitting out there for months.
I thought
quick
you had to call and let them know someone
nope,
wants
nope.
to know.
It's
on
your
calendar. Bill.
It's on your bill. You pay for it already. So get mad along with me because I'm mad about it and not yet has it done any good. But Quick Care Specialty Services and my brother cleaned up all those tumbleweeds on my property. And I've been trying to get Republic Services to tell me how to prepare it for bulk pickup. But Megan has a little bit more pull with Republic Services than I do.
I seen Sandy Valley complain about, and they said someone said you had to call so much ahead of time to let them know, and that's what they're seeing. I'm just saying what
yeah.
they said on
that. But the truth is, and I've looked it up, it's on our bill,
mm-hmm.
we pay for it, and they
right.
never,
everyone pays
ever.
For it.
Yeah.
And in town they only get it twice a month. So,
I questioned it when I needed a new garbage can. I called them and I said, I need a new garbage can and my lid's all broken. Bring me a new lid. And they said, oh, no, we'll bring you a whole new garbage can. I said, what about bulk pickup? Well, how come that's not working?
And the response was?
Oh.
That's it? Oh.
Well, yeah, depends
yeah.
who you talk to.
So
usually...
in Sandy Valley, they did ask if people would call ahead. But Sandy Valley is really spread out, and the bulk pickup truck is different, so I can understand they don't want to drive every street every day, every time.
Yeah.
But that's not an excuse here. So let me...
Thank you.
Thanks.
We have a person.
Yeah.
Be a little guy.
Oh, do you have a report?
I'm sorry, ma'am.
Do you have a report for us?
I do not. My higher ups told me to be here, and last minute I got a call of an intoxicated driver. So I don't have much for you guys, but if you guys have any questions, please let me know so I can bring it up to my higher ups.
You know what would be awesome is if you came to the front. My mom, I love you, but
I know
you may have them turned off or on. I don't know yet.
No, I've only got
but
one.
But if she can,
and I don't think you've been here before.
No, that is my first time.
And we'd love to know who you are.
Absolutely. So, Alberto Flores, BLM. I've been with BLM since 2020, a year and a half, so I don't even know where I'm at right now. I come from NPS, military experience. I've been having a lot of fun out here throughout Southern Nevada. If you guys have any questions, anything I can do for you guys, please let me know. I can bring it to my higher-ups. I've been in Vegas for... since 2001, I come from California. I love animals. I have a German Shepherd, and I have two kiddos. So, yeah. Any questions, let me know. Yeah, absolutely. I'm here for you guys, so let me know if there's anything I can do for you.
Did we ever resolve the people that were chasing the donkey on the dirt bikes?
Ooh.
Yeah, that was on
our
Facebook.
White one.
Yes.
Was that Good Springs?
Yeah.
Yeah.
That one.
So
yeah.
I don't have, let me ask. I don't have any answers to that, but I'll get back to you.
Would Tara know?
I think Tara contacted Wild Horse and Burrow people, and they probably did something about it.
Yeah.
His name is Ghost Jack.
So we can't personally do anything about that?
Like shoot him?
Well, well, I'd like to chase him down myself.
The dirt bike or the burrow? I mean,
obviously the dirt bike.
The
burrow is
like
awesome. We like the burrow.
We like the burrow.
You go out to Red Rock, not so much.
Cool.
Donkeys are welcome here.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, we'd love to have more, but yeah.
But that's not going to happen if people are chasing off the one that we do have.
And,
yeah.
And he's kind of old looking, so.
Well, it's not going to happen because there's no more females.
That too.
Yeah. I have no knowledge on that, but I'll look into that. If you want to.
That's the big news, Good Springs.
Fall dirt bike around? I don't see why not.
So,
falling him around.
How does one contact you? If they want to contact you.
You can contact our dispatch. Do you guys have our phone number for dispatch?
Yeah,
by
that should just,
I guess I'll share it on
this. If you guys need us, if there's an emergency, call 911. That way either Metro or us will respond. But for our dispatch, let me know when you guys are ready. It's going to be 702-293-8998. And that's going to be... it's 24 hours, but we're not. However, if there's a call, we'd respond. We'll respond. So,
just a suggestion. You guys may just want to put that in, plug that in your phone so you have it. If you're out and about, and
you got it, I got it.
Yeah, and I got it. Okay.
But yeah, if there's an emergency, just call 911.
Yeah.
Right. We get
the
right people. But thank you all. I appreciate it.
Thank you.
Time. Thank you, ladies.
Thanks for coming. Nice to meet you.
Pleasure meeting you all.
All right, next meeting day is March 31st.
5:30.
This meeting is adjourned.
All right. Well, I guess if there's no snacks, I guess we'll...
I will not be here for the next meeting.
Oh, wow.